Bob Dean and his wife are feeling disheartened this holiday season after one of their Christmas decorations was stolen last week from their home on the busy West Street north in Orillia. The couple, who are on a fixed income, recently purchased a three-piece Christmas tree set from Costco for approximately $160. It was a splurge for the couple, who decided it was time to replace their aging decorations. "It was more money than we wanted to spend, but they were quite nice," Dean said. Their excitement for the new decorations turned to disappointment on the morning of December 6. Dean noticed one of the trees was missing from the front porch. "It had snowed that night, and we went to bed around midnight," Dean explained. "When I got up, I saw footprints in the snow and realized the tree was gone." The theft has left the couple feeling violated. "It wasn't just vandalism, it was someone deciding they wanted it and were taking it because they didn't want to pay for it," Dean said. Despite his disappointment, Dean expressed compassion for the thief, saying he would have been willing to help if someone in need had simply asked. "If they couldn't afford it, I would have gladly helped them out," he said. Dean and his wife have no plans to replace the stolen tree, as the incident has dampened their holiday spirit. "I'm trying to stay positive," Dean said. "I'd just like to think that whoever took it needed it. That would make me feel better." The couple, who moved to Orillia from Beaverton during the COVID-19 pandemic, had fallen in love with the city and its community. However, this incident has left a small blemish on their otherwise glowing opinion. "We rave to everyone about how wonderful Orillia is with its shopping, restaurants, and parks," Dean said. "This kind of dents my spirit a little bit, but it won't stop us from telling everyone about how great Orillia is." To prevent future thefts, the Deans are considering installing security cameras. Dean remains somewhat hopeful the thief might return the tree. "That would be a positive outcome," he said. "It would be nice if that happened." For now, the couple is trying to move forward, hoping to recapture their holiday joy despite the setback.